Vermont Senator James Jeffords made an announcement this morning in Vermont that will have great impact on the United States Senate.
In order to best represent my state of Vermont, my own conscience and principles I have stood for my whole life, I will leave the Republican Party and become an independent. Control of the Senate. Sorry for that. Control of the Senate will be changed by my decision. I'm sorry for that interruption, but I understand it. I will make this change and will caucus with the Democrats for organizational purposes. Once the conference report on the tax bill is sent to the president, I gave my word to the president that I would not intercept or try to intervene in the signing of that bill. But I was not elected to this office to be something that I am not. This comes as no surprise to Vermonters, because independence is the Vermont way.
Jeffords' decision shifts control of the Senate to the Democrats. Once this takes effect, Democrats will outnumber Republicans 50-49, with Jeffords as an independent. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Burlington, Vermont. Peter, good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What did Jeffords say drove him out of the Republican Party?
Well, he was quite emotional about it, really, and historical. He talked about Vermonters' past, folks like George Aiken, Ernest Gibson, Bob Stafford, who he replaced in the U.S. Senate, and he talked about the changing Republican Party. He said those men could be Vermont Republicans, fiscally conservative but socially moderate. And he doesn't believe that in the current climate in the Republican Party he can do that any longer. And he looks ahead to a whole series of issues where he sees disagreements with the Bush administration and his own leaders in Congress. And he just said, given the situation, the best move for me right now is to become an independent.
I guess he feels President Bush could not be a Vermont Republican. Was this personal?
He says no. He says no, absolutely not. I think his quote was, "That's laughable." He said he did speak with the president, and it's not. He says it's not personal aimed at Bush. He's sorry that the media is playing it that way, but it certainly is true that the dynamic of having the Republican president in office and the Republicans leading in Congress are part of what he feels is making it more difficult for him to be a traditional New England moderate Republican. And he just doesn't see him having the same effectiveness that he could have, say, when Bill Clinton was in office. So that is one reason, indirectly, I guess you could point it to the White House.
Perhaps he's sending a message to the party about how Republicans treat moderates.
I think there's no question about that. The treatment of moderates, he feels, is unfair, I think. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but certainly in his own case, he felt that the lip service towards education funding that was coming from the White House, the administration, was just more than he could stand. And, of course, he went against the Bush budget on that count. And he just foresaw a whole series of those things coming up ahead. And he did say that his talk with the moderates yesterday was one of the most emotional times of his life, because his departure now leaves them even more isolated and more stranded.
Yeah, but not today. Why is that? Why the delay?
Not today, because he gave his word to George W. Bush that he would not interfere with the passage of his prize tax cut. It's only $1.35 billion now, thanks to Jim Jeffords and others. But he will not switch until after that is not only passed, but through the conference and on its way to his desk for signature.
Now, Vermonters thought they were electing a Republican. So how's this going over in Vermont?
That was what everybody was very curious here to see. I watched very carefully as he came in, and there's a certain amount of staging that goes on at these things, but clearly the people who showed up today were here to show their support for Jim Jeffords. They think that independence is a long line of tradition there in Vermont, and we'll see what happens if he decides to run again, but for right now, there's a lot of support here.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Burlington, Vermont.